Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Oh, Carton Show with Big Mac. Great afternoon. We made it to Friday, the last Friday in March. April's right around the corner. You got the heavyweight double-decker tonight in the March Madness tournament. St. John's and Duke. UConn, Michigan State. You got the undefeated Yankees playing their second game of the season a little bit after 4 o'clock, exclusively here on The Fan. You got the Met fans still regaling in their season opening win yesterday as well. And then, of course, you have the side story that I learned early this morning that I put on social media that is now going crazy. But first, good afternoon, Big Mac. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Craig. How are you? Yeah, that was
good.
That's some story.
So let me give you the story. We'll get to all the real baseball stuff, I promise, but this is too big not to share with you. So yesterday at the Met opener, in section 122, an older man had a heart attack, all right, and I guess collapsed in his seat. His wife then gets up and starts yelling frantically for help, help, help. I need a nurse. I need a doctor. I need somebody. My husband's having a heart attack. A random guy from section 121, where I initially thought this happened, was a section over. A guy in 121 in a black T-shirt. I believe I know who that guy is. I'm not going to put his name out there just yet. He goes over, not a doctor, not a nurse, and starts doing heart compressions on this older man that had collapsed. In front of where the man collapsed, grace of God, there's a family, and there's a husband there whose wife is an ER doctor in Long Island who has just gone up to get a hot dog and a beer, all right? So panic is now setting in because the guy's dying, right? So the husband catches his wife's eye as she's coming back down to her seat, and he's yelling, "We need help!" She hands the hot dog off to a random guy like it's a baton, runs down the stairs, and then she kind of takes over the scene until NYPD, FDNY, EMS, and the paramedics that work at Citi Field can come down and also help her. So you've got one random guy doing compressions, this gal who's going to join us shortly this hour. She's actually on duty right now, and she's dealing with patients, but we'll get her on shortly. She comes in, she starts doing compressions and starts telling everybody what they need to do. Like lay him down, do this, do that, that kind of thing.
Right.
NYPD shows up because they've got officers on duty at all games, as you know.
Of course.
There's a police officer. I'm not going to use his name yet either out of respect because we're dealing with NYPD's PR right now to make sure the officer is allowed to come on. If not, I'll handle that. The officer then jumps in, and they're rotating who's giving this guy compressions, right? And they save the guy's life.
Wow.
So the Mets win. They beat Paul Skeens. A guy has a heart attack in the first inning. And a good Samaritan from a section over, an ER doctor who just happens to be there in the same section.
Amazing.
And, of course, NYPD, who always do what they do, FDNY, EMS, and other stadium support people all come right in the first inning of yesterday's game. They save the guy's life. Apparently, the guy got that he's going to be fine moving forward.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I guess they took him to a hospital or whatnot.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, you got to be killing me, right? Kidding me, right?
Yeah.
So that's yesterday's med game.
It's one hell of a place to have a heart attack, and think of all the different things that had to go right for him to be okay. It's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, now, Pete, you're going to try the doctor. Her husband just reached out to me. If she can't answer the call right now because a new patient came into the ER, she will call us as soon as she's available.
Okay.
So in the event that she doesn't answer the phone, that's why. But I put it on Twitter this morning.
She's still busy saving lives.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah. So, but I like think about, and I know we want to talk baseball. I promise you we will. But so when my producer of my podcast, he's in section 122 yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, "You're not going to believe this story. Guy has a heart attack. The whole thing." And I go, "Did you run over to help?" He goes, "I don't know CPR." Right?
Yeah.
But so a lot of people have now sent me still photos of those sections when it was happening. You could tell everyone's standing up, kind of like backing off. But think about all the different things that had to happen perfectly for this guy to be alive today.
Absolutely.
Just dumb luck. There's an ER doctor sitting in front of you.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, yesterday was a lot of traffic. If this happens on amazing, you know, in a car waiting to get in the building,
he's dead.
He's probably dead.
Yeah.
The idea that it happened when it happened with who was in the section
yeah.
with him.
Now,
and then obviously some great Good Samaritan who stepped in and helped out.
So the
amazing.
ER doctor who's married, they're at the game with their 6-month-old. And they're excited because they made, I guess, last minute decision.
Mm-hmm.
Should we go to the game? Should we bring our 6-month-old? Yeah, let's bring him. His first ever Mets game. Right there, Mets fans, obviously. And when the guy first has the heart attack, she's getting a hot dog. Like, so the husband, who I've been chatting with online today, is like, get down here. Get, hurry up. We need, like, yeah. So she's like, what's going on?
Right.
So she gave someone the hot dog. So I hope she got the hot dog back. But it just shows you. Like when something goes down and people need help,
yeah.
And I want to be clear, the Good Samaritan, whose name I do now know, and I'm going to go to the doctor right now, no one asked for attention. This was not a story, wasn't yeah. talked about. It just happened to be that my podcast producer happened to be there. So I want to bring, I'm not going to use her last amount of respect. If she says it's okay, we'll do it. But she is an ER doctor at a hospital in Long Island. Her name is Alyssa. Doctor, it's Craig Carton and Chris McMonagle. A, you are a hero.
Thank you very much.
And B, thank you for taking a few minutes out of your very busy day to talk to us. How are you doing today?
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Doing well. How are you?
Great.
We're doing
so
well.
can you walk us through your perspective and your version and your story of how this all went down yesterday at Citi Field?
Sure. So it was my son's first opening day and first baseball game. He's almost 7 months old. Mm-hmm. And I let my husband watch first pitch. I went and got him food, a beer. And on my way down, I see my husband frantically running up and down the steps with our child looking for help. Not for me, but just to get the lady who was checking tickets. And I looked at him. I was like, what do you need? And he's like, no, someone needs help. I was like, oh, not me, right? Like, we have this thing where when things happen, we pretend I'm not at work. But right. It sounded like no one had responded for a few minutes, and I dropped to the staff, handed him his beer, and I went down. There was obviously a lot of bystanders who were helping at that point as well. And we found this gentleman who was sitting in his chair, unresponsive. He looked initially had like normal coloring, so I couldn't tell if he had just passed out. You know, it was warm out in the sun. But then after a minute or so, he completely changed color, and you can see, you know, he was getting gray and blue. And there's two gentlemen there already. There was probably more, but the day is a complete blur,
sure.
as you can imagine.
Yeah.
But there was two gentlemen there, and I remember I looked at them, and I was like, can you guys please help lower him to the floor? He needs CPR at this time. Like, I don't know what else to do. We don't have any equipment. And those two gentlemen, I didn't get to find them at the rest of the day, but they helped lower him down, and one of them started CPR while we were waiting for paramedics to come. And we checked pulses. We saw at one point he started moving and they wanted to stop, but I had the gentleman continue. At some point I had stepped in at one point. I think after everyone had stepped away, the cops had come and kind of tried moving everyone away because there was a lot going on. And the cop and the paramedic tried taking over, and those other people had stepped aside at that point. And then eventually he started talking, gave me his name, you know, told me his symptoms prior, who he was with. We stayed with him. He did not need a defibrillation. I don't know what happened. I know there's talk about him having a heart attack. It's hard to say because we have no equipment.
Got it. So when you say...
What we do know is he passed out.
When you say you guys started doing CPR, compressions like chest compressions, mouth to mouth, any of that stuff?
I believe, again, I cannot picture the male that was next to me. There was, at one point, someone was doing the compressions, and I did see someone go near his mouth. I don't know if they ended up giving him oxygen or listening for a breath, but the gentlemen were doing that. And then when I did compressions after them, I definitely felt ribs were broken. So whoever did it and trained them did a great job if they were not in the medical field. But, there, you know, so whoever did it, I didn't get to see them after. Again, I didn't want it to... completely changed how I viewed opening day with my son for his first game.
But you and a few other people, of course, saved a man's life at Citi Field yesterday.
People are in the right spot at the right time and willing to help.
Yeah, I was just saying to my partner, Big Mac, here. I go, grace of God, you happen to be an ER doctor. You happen to be in that section. A good Samaritan comes from a section over. He helps with compressions. And then, of course, NYPD and FDNY and all the first responders that are at Citi Field come down. But what a crazy season opener for you to be at. Nuts.
I know. I'm just hoping that the gentleman did well. But from what I was told when the cop came back, that he had been in the ambulance talking. And that's the only thing I cared about and thought about the rest of the day. So
yeah, I
missed Lindor's hit.
I was going to say, so, like, you guys are obviously Met fans. You decide to, hey, let's go to opening day. Bring our 7-month-old, 6-month-old to opening day. We'll take some pictures. Like, we'll tell them about it later on. But now the story isn't just, hey, you were there when the Mets beat Paul Skeens in the home opener. You were there and mommy saved the life.
It's crazy. It definitely makes you proud, you know, to do what you do. The days are hard at work. That was my first time seeing anything outside. Cause like I said, we joke on planes. Like if they ask for doctor Adam, like, you know, I'm not a doctor.
But got it.
When my husband is frantic and everyone is frantic and, you know, I think people in other sections started coming. I did hear other physicians next to me at some point, and the team doctor came at some point next to me, or the Mets doctor. Everyone ended up coming at some point. So I just think everyone was there at the right time, and hopefully this gentleman's doing well.
So how long do you, if you remember, I know you said it was a little bit of a blur, how long would you say from when at least you got there to when the paramedics took him out? Like, how long was he being worked on? How long did you guys work on him before paramedics got there?
I believe, I'm sure he was out for a while at this point, like probably 2 minutes by the time we got down there. I believe the gentleman did CPR for at least 30 seconds, if not when he started moving. And then we tried making space for the paramedic to come in case he needed a defibrillator.
Okay.
But like I said, there was this in-between moment where he needed more CPR because he wasn't talking to us. We don't know if he is responsive at this point, and you can't stop. So
this all happened in like the span of
like 2 minutes.
2 minutes, okay.
Yeah, and then the good Samaritan who came over from another section who did partake in the compressions or the CPR is just a random guy that heard someone frantically yelling for help, and he's not a doctor, he's not medically trained, but I guess knew CPR and came over and helped out as well.
Amazing.
And we've now been in contact with his family, so hopefully we have a chance to chat with him. And look, you're a diehard Met fan. I was saying to Big Mac off the air, like, what do you do after that? Like, you just sit down, drink a beer, and enjoy the game like it didn't happen?
Yeah.
And I guess that's what you guys did, right?
I mean, to me, it was, you know, everyone was coming up. I wanted to find the gentleman. I guess the reason I didn't find him is he wasn't in my section.
I'll connect you offline if you want. I'll be happy to connect you.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that he knew what he was doing and he listened, and I'm used to being the one who is the one telling people what to do when we run it here in the hospitals. So I just pretended we were at work, and this guy just jumped right in and did a great job.
That's crazy.
I
know there was talk that I was the one who did CPR, and like, believe me, this guy gets the credit. I happened to be at the right place at the right time and helped kind of start everything. But this guy and the other gentleman kind of are the reason this guy's heart came back. So kudos to them and whoever trained them.
Yeah, I was going to say, you said broken ribs. I was just curious, for CPR purposes, is that a sign that he's doing it correctly?
That is a good sign. Okay. That is a good sign that that is done appropriately.
So you intend to break the ribs to make sure you get enough pressure on.
Wow,
the,
I
would have never thought of that either. Yeah.
Well, look, he's he's. You guys are all heroes. Can't thank you enough. I know none of you have asked for attention. None of you ran to the news and said, "Let me tell you a story." Mm-hmm. And even just hearing you now saying, "Let's give those other guys credit," is everything I thought you'd be as an ER doctor. We can't thank you enough for what you did and what those other people did. And I just thought it was so important that you guys get some recognition that you're not asking for, because you saved a man's life yesterday. And we're all grateful to you for that. And I look forward to talking to you and your husband offline. And I hope you enjoy many more Met games with your beautiful child in years to come. And thank you so much for coming on with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. There's
thank you.
Alyssa.
Have a good one.
All right, you too,
she's
Alyssa.
An ER
care.
Doctor out in Long Island.
Amazing.
You want to hang up that line? The police officer, I'm now being told, that also was the first NYPD officer on the scene at Citi Field yesterday, is Officer Belomo.
Okay.
So again, I don't know who he is, but Officer Belomo also helped with compressions, and he's a hero as well. Mm-hmm. And I know he's just doing his job, but I just want to acknowledge his heroic efforts as well yesterday.
Absolutely.
His name again is Officer Belomo. So there you go. Now they just gave me his name right there. Here's a Chris. Chris is a security guard at Citi Field for yesterday's home opener. Chris, what was your vantage point to all this stuff?
Well, I was up on top of the concourse, maybe like by section 124, and a call came over the radio saying there was a man in distress. So I ran down there, and Officer Belomo, Mario, was actually got there a couple of seconds before me and then started giving the guy CPR. Like you said, there was the ER doctor, and there was another gentleman that was also, the three of them were kind of rotating a little bit. The gentleman was there with like a 6-year-old girl. I ran into him later on during the game.
Mm-hmm.
But those three guys just alternated. The lady and the two guys just alternated CPR. They, wow. they worked great together. They sent me up to get the defibrillator in case that was needed. And by the time I got that and got back down, apparently the gentleman had a pulse, and they gave him life again.
Wow.
Wow.
Amazing.
Awesome. Well, if you, I don't know Officer Belomo, but you clearly do. Give him a big hug for all of us.
Yes.
And what a crazy experience. Have you ever been a part of that at Citi Field before? Anything like that?
There have been medical episodes before at Citi Field. Most of us are trained, the security supervisors are trained in CPR, so we can act if need be. And,
yep.
And I was ready to jump in, but thankfully those three did the job and got them back, and I didn't have to
jump in
there.
Well, I appreciate you joining us and giving your side of it, Chris, and keep doing the stuff you guys do. You guys are all taking it for granted.
Yep.
I take it for granted as well. Walk right past you guys, I'm sure, all the time. But an emergency presented itself, and everybody jumped into action, and there's a man alive today because of it. So appreciate your role in this as well. Thank you for sharing Officer Belomo's info.
One last thing, Craig, as the guy came to and they put him on a wheelchair and they getting ready to take him out, he was joking around with everybody and me and the other people around him, and the crowd was going crazy, chanting USA, giving him a huge round of applause.
Good.
And I tap him on the leg and I go, "Hey, buddy, that cheering's not for you. Soto just doubled."
The that's
guy
awesome.
Up and he was a good sport, and he's good. Doing well, apparently. So,
good.
That's it, guys.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That's Chris, great. Appreciate you, buddy. Look forward to seeing you one day out at Citi Field.
That's amazing.
All right, be well. Be
that's
well, fellas.
Crazy. There you go. Right?
That's awesome.
And
think about that.
I've been thinking about this all day.
Slumped in his chair.
Yeah, dying.
A doctor sitting in front of him and just some random guy brought him back to life to the point where he's joking.
Yeah.
On the way up the stairs and the way out to the hospital. That's crazy.
Let me squeeze one more call in here. And I promise we're going to tell the sports stuff, but, which way do you want me to go? You ever go to Jordan? All right, here's Jordan in Long Island on the fan. Jordan, how are you today?
Greg, how are you?
Doing good. I apologize for not knowing your connection to this because Pete just put you on. Walk me through your connection to what happened yesterday.
So Alyssa was shouting at me to continue the compressions.
Got it.
Oh, okay. So you were the one performing CPR.
Yeah. So I was over in section 121 when a woman just started shouting for help. She was screaming, "Is there a doctor? Is there a doctor?" And I got up and said, "I'm not a doctor, but I'm CPR trained. Do you need help?" And she said, "We need your help." And there were two other men who, you know, we checked on him and he was unresponsive, like Dr. Alyssa said, and two other men and I got him out of his seat, got him on the floor. And a woman was trying to give him compressions, but she couldn't do it. I mean, it was very, you know, we were stuck in between the seats.
Sure.
And, you know, I just jumped on top of him and you know, checked for breath and started compressions. And, I mean, he responded for a moment. We rolled him on his side because he started to cough. And then he lost consciousness again. And that's when Dr. Alyssa started shouting at me to continue compressions. And, you know, exactly what she said, she managed wow. the process. I just happened to be right place, right time. And, you know, I've been CPR trained for almost two decades and rolled him back on his back and just continued compressions. Straight out of the textbook, they tapped me and said, hey, we're EMS. We're here to relieve you.
Yeah.
Well, had you ever been in a situation as someone CPR trained for two decades, like yesterday, where you actually had to use what you had learned?
Never CPR, first aid, concussion, everything else, Craig. Never compressions. Nope.
You said you would check for breathing. Was he breathing when you started?
No. So he was sitting up. His eyes were open. His mouth was open. There was no breathing. I, you know, slapped both shoulders. Are you okay? Are you okay? Right. Straight out of the training.
Yeah.
And he was completely unresponsive. And we, like Dr. Alyssa said, you know, it was a team effort. You know, two other guys and I got him down. He was a big boy. And
yeah.
We got him down on the floor. And she gave me a chance to do compressions.
She referenced how she was happy as a doctor that when she started compressions, she felt that his upper ribs had been broken. And I didn't know that was a part of the CPR training. Were you aware of that, or was it just happened that in your compressions his ribs broke, or was that something that you're taught to do, like to put extra force in the compressions so you can get to the heart?
Yeah, I mean, you're taught that it's possible that ribs will break.
Got it.
Yeah. You're certainly not to right. It's not the intent to break ribs to get to the heart.
Okay, got it.
It's
got
that
it.
If you
it
apply that force, right. Ribs may crack.
Now, and then, go ahead, sorry.
I'm sorry, I was just going to ask, what you said, did you just decide to get training, or are you in a, if you don't mind me asking, what's your profession, or what do you do? Is that what led you to the training? Is it a requirement for your job, or you just did it because you wanted to be CPR trained?
Yeah, I mean, I was the founder of New York Empire Baseball, you know, a youth organization that actually trained, you know, Paul Skeens works out in our facility, so apologies to Mets fans, but
it's all good.
You know, we're New York Empire Baseball. I've been here, you know, for coaching baseball for 17 years, and you know, now we're around 1,100 kids a year here in the city, so it's a requirement for all of our coaches to be
first aid CPR. This might be a weird question. Did you guys reach out to me a few days ago?
No. It's funny. When our staff saw the tweet, I actually texted Perrone and said, hey, let Carton know.
Oh, that's what it was. Gary Perrone texted me. That's the connection. Got it. Okay. God, I wasn't sure the connection. I was like, I think someone from Empire Baseball recently reached out to me. It's because of this through Gary Perone, who's over there with the Staten Island Pizza Rats, whatever they're called these days. So you run over from a section over, start the CPR, which you're trained to doing, which you had never done that before, despite doing a lot of other things in the CPR world. And he's right. Like, if you want to have a youth sports league, when I had all the travel leagues downtown, it is a requirement that me as the director of the league and all our coaches are CPR trained. And you have to bring, you know, a lot of stuff like medical kits and all that, and defibrillators and all that stuff with you. So he's dead on right about that. And obviously being involved in youth baseball, he would know that. After you're done and the EMS comes in and they relieve you and you feel like you got a pulse back and he's at least breathing, did you just go back to your seat, have a beer and a hot dog and watch the game, or did you need time to kind of like shake it off type of thing?
And I was there with my own family and part of our staff. I just sat down quietly and surrounded by my kids, and they didn't know the whole story. My wife was told Jordan's over there doing compressions, so she just watched the whole thing and sat down and had a hot dog with my son.
Wow. Daddy's a hero.
Well, Jordan, I can't thank you enough. And tell people the name of your youth baseball league again, just so we can put it out there.
It's New York Empire Baseball. And look, we care more about safety than anything. It just so happened to be the right place at the right time this time.
No doubt. Well, God bless you. You saved a man's life yesterday.
Absolutely.
And we can't thank you enough for that. And I hope you and your family did get to enjoy the rest of the game. And hopefully one day you can reconnect with that gentleman so he can thank you in person. But well done, my man. Well done. I'm not sure if any of us would have had the stones or the ability to do it. You did. And we can't thank you enough. And I appreciate you calling in and sharing the story. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Craig.
There you go.
You.
So, wow.
That was
crazy, right?
Crazy.
So, there you go. So from the security guard to the NYPD to Dr. Alyssa, who's an ER doctor out in a hospital in Long Island, to Jordan right there, just a youth baseball guy that happens to be trained for the last 20 years. All these little things. And without all of them, this guy is taken out of there in a bag.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Crazy. Well, I appreciate everyone's help in getting all these people together. Great job by Pete as well. And hopefully these people will be rightfully acknowledged and honored for saving this man's life. And I just thought it was too good a story not to bring it to you guys. Opening day at Citi Field yesterday has a much different meaning for a lot of people.
Absolutely, and no doubt. No, it's great. In a world where we're starving for some good stories, this is a great story.
Yeah.
With a bunch of people just chipping in to save a guy's life. He went from not breathing to joking about the game as he left. Like, think of... It's crazy.
Crazy. So crazy. Great job all around. Appreciate all of you heroes and everybody that was a part of what happened at Citi Field yesterday. And great job that Citi Field trains their staff as well so they can jump into action as quickly as possible. So let's take a quick break. Big Mac's upset about the Yankee lineup today. So
I'm upset enough for some. Tiki thinks I'm not upset enough.
I guess we'll pivot to that coming up. And much, much more coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now, if you're tired of dealing with neck pain, backaches, even sciatica, stop messing around. Go see my guys at Samwell Institute for Pain Management. That's Dr. Shah, Dr. Kerr, and Dr. C. DePara. Offices in Colonia, Englewood, and Livingston. And here's the best part. They focus on non-opioid, minimally invasive, non-surgical treatments. Real solutions that can actually get you back to feeling like yourself again. Don't just take my word for it. Thousands of five-star reviews trust Samwell. So turn to Samwell Pain for relief. Go to SamwellPain.com. That's SamwellPain.com.
Fanatics Fest.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really? Really?